Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love being black. I do. I'm not going to lie. I love my color. I love much of my culture. I love walking both sides of the fence, having grown up rich and poor, you know, and in the white world, so to speak, having seen it with my own eyes, being poor and my grandparents working for white folks. But I love being black. I do. We create beautiful children. We have some of the most smoking hot women on the planet. I mean, we have given to this country in ways that I mean, I'm just so proud of my people. Wow, we built this great nation. And it's funny to me that, you know, all of that to be proud of, and yet these white leftists want me to feel bad. But, and so they demoralize. They try to demoralize the black folks. Kevin, you were a slave. You got all these civil rights that were against you and laws that prevented you from... Prevented me from what? From being the beautiful black man. Man, I have a smile on my face so big I can't even see straight. It's starting to get my vision, make my eyes little. My smile is so big. I got them high cheekbones, too. Yeah, I got them high Indian cheekbones. Part of my Native American. Yeah, man. Love being black. But I love being American more than I love being black. That's a fact. I love being American. I'm so proud to be an American. To be from this country. The things that we've done. The people that we've saved and freed. The women who have rights. The citizens who have rights. The number of deaths we have prevented. Oh, man, I'm so proud to be American. You couldn't beat it out of me. I'm so proud to be an American. Wow. You ever travel? When you go places and people, oh, you're American. And in the time of Obama, you know, you'd be a little bit embarrassed. But shoot, man, I'm like, yeah, I'm American. And before that, when I was during the time of Reagan and all that, when I was traveling internationally quite a bit for work, I was like, man, I was so proud to be American. Still am. The only blight in my little timeline of being proud to be an American was during the time of Obama. And I was still proud to be an American. I just wasn't proud of our stupid baby black Jesus president. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Proud to be black, overcoming every... My family, my grandfather is 6th grade education. My grandmother, the first person in our family to graduate from high school. A woman. First one in our family to graduate from high school. My brother going on to get his PhD, finding out all the different things about my family, what we've contributed to society. I was proud and to know what that contribution was to this great country. I watched my family take people in, pick up hitchhikers, give when we didn't have, and so on. That is the American spirit at its finest. Are you kidding me? I love being American. I love being black and American, but I love being American most of all. And having said that, I kind of wish I was white right now. I do. I want to fight for white people. It's funny watching white leftists speak so badly of themselves.
We've suffered from white privilege and we've got white this and this white nationalism.
See, they want to make a distinction. I don't know if you guys have realized it, but white leftists want to make a distinction. Oh, they have white privilege, but they are not white nationalists. No, that is reserved for you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you white people. That's what that's all about. Mm-hmm. White nationalists. The left have gone from demoralizing blacks to the point where they believe they can demoralize white folks. They are working on your children to feel bad about who they are, about being born. Something they have no ability to impact. Their birthright. So much so that Rachel Dolezal hated herself. Hated herself. Hated the white part of her. I've always felt black. No, she hasn't. No, she hasn't. She doesn't suffer from some malady that says, oh, I gotta be black. She suffers from, I know how to get over. And she did. As a black woman, Rachel Dolezal was getting over. That's what my aunt would say. She got over, nephew. Anyway, Tucker Carlson talked about white nationalism.
If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns, of problems this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. The combined membership of every white supremacist organization in this country would be able to fit inside a college football stadium? I mean, seriously. This is a country where the average person is getting poorer, where the suicide rate is spiking. White supremacy, that's the problem. This is a hoax. Just like the Russia hoax, it's a conspiracy theory used to divide the country and keep a hold on power. That's exactly what's going on.
And Tucker's right, but he's not saying anything that I haven't said. This is where I come back to, you know, being on Fox. You know, it's a hoax. There's so much more to expound upon with white supremacy. There's so many more nuances about it that Tucker needs to develop to say, let me explain why they're doing this. They've demoralized everybody else. Hey, Mexicans, you can't get in. You're separating you from the border. You've been marginalized to just about open border society. You're marginalized about immigration. Mexicans are an amazing contribution to our culture. Amazing contribution. But you know that all the left, you don't want to let your people in. They're xenophobic. They don't like Mexicans. They don't like the Latinos. They don't like the browning of America. They got nothing policy-wise to say. There's nothing they can point at that says it's bad for Mexicans. What has Donald Trump done that's bad for Mexicans? Name me one thing. I'll play a clip in a minute. MSNBC, Nicole Wallace, implied that Trump wanted to exterminate Mexicans. Wow. Because he wants to enforce border policy. This is how crazy it is. Don't buy into this, white folks. Listen to this brother, who happens to be American, happens to be black, tell you, stop letting people talk about your culture. You have nothing to do with the makeup of your DNA. Your parents decided that for you when they hooked up. But you got nothing to be ashamed of or worried about or whatever. Stick with us. Because, see, the left doesn't want to give you a home, white people. They want you to feel guilty. They don't want you to have any comfort about who you are. I'm going to take a short break. I will remind you, you cannot spell Democrat without rat. Keep that in mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Crying over you. Crying over you.
Oh, man, during the break, my producer's like, why are you crying? I wasn't crying. I was wiping my eye. You ever wiped your eye and you have, like, salt or some pepper? I was cutting peppers, and I had a little pepper on my finger, and it got in my eye. And my eye, like, I start blinking, and it gets red, and these guys accuse me of crying. I ain't crying. I do cry. I ain't gonna lie, though. I cry. I cry over movies. I'm emotional over movies. I don't understand me sometimes, because, like, I could just do real serious damage to somebody physically for the wrong, you know, for, like, they attack me or hit my kid or something like that. But in a movie, I'm just a sap. You know, when Brian Piccolo was dying of leukemia, I was like, don't die, Brian. But you know what? I freely admit it. I freely admit it. And I think that it's kind of, I've learned this about some, and I've seen all types. I've got some friends that are the hardest dudes on the planet that ain't cry for nothing. At least I've never seen them cry. And then there are guys like me, man. I could be at the funeral of, you know, your cousin Ray Ray Nim's best friend. And when I see the family cry, I just cry. I emote with them. It's like part of that emotion. Maybe that's what made me good. In dealing with these boards, and you know, when I was a management consultant, because I could feel what was going on in the room. Does that make sense? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. KJRadio.com. Woo! Goodness, I'm crying, man. Oh, man, crying. Okay, so I'm crying for two reasons. This is why I was crying during the break, since my producers are saying, you were crying. I was not crying. But here's why I was crying during the break. First of all, I missed National Coming Out Day. I know. I'm going to give you guys a minute to cry listening to the program. Yeah, I'll go on, take a second. I can't give you a minute because it would be too long on the radio. But take a minute, let me take a second and cry because you missed National Coming Out Day. You had your chance. Now you got to wait a whole other year. That's right. As you guys know, about 7 or 8 years ago, I came out as not gay. I did. Not gay. And the reason I came out as not gay is I believe people were suspecting it anyway. Yeah, I think they kind of figured it out. They were, Kevin, you got a woman, you have four, you know, you're with a woman, you have four sons, you know, you have a pit bull as a pet, he's a pound pup, but either way, I had Tyson at the time, and I'm beginning to think you're not gay. I mean, and this is in a world where being gay is a good thing. You know, you when you declare that you are gay, people are like, hey, wait, you are so courageous. And I came out not gay. I'm just saying, it was National Coming Out. Were you guys aware of this? Were you guys aware? It was National Coming Out Day the other day. Yeah. Last week. National Coming Out Day. So, yes, I was crying because I missed it. Technically, I don't have to come out anymore because, as I said, I've already come out not gay. But I hope you will, too. You guys know Facebook shut down my not gay page. And I started the NGMW, the Not Gay Man Woman Movement. We had our own flag. It was green, rainbow, like shades of green with three bullet holes in it. Yeah, because we're pro-gun, we're pro-God, and, you know, pro-military. So we had our own flag, and we had our day where we had our Not Gay Pride Day. We were going to do marches and the whole thing. And Facebook took it down. I had gay people attacking it. And we said, I even said in the, I'm just giving you guys some ideas here, but I even said in the notation, I said, we are not anti-gay. We love our gay counterparts. We're just not gay. And gay people, you're making a mockery. I'm like, how am I making a mockery of what I am? I'm not gay. And man, it just blew their minds. They didn't like it. But also, there's a second reason why I'm crying today.
Because that poor little Swedish girl, she didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize. She didn't win it. She didn't win. What was her name? Greta? She didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Instead, they gave it to an Ethiopian. Yeah, do you guys know that? That little girl who went to the UN all angry, Greta, she didn't win a Nobel Peace Prize, and they gave it to an African. Yeah. Apparently, black still trumps white. Ethiopian trumps Swedish. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for 2019 in recognition of his efforts to end his country's two-decade border conflict with Eritrea. For the record, there was no country Eritrea. There's Ethiopia. And then Ethiopia got separated. I just want you to have a little history here. Ethiopia got separated a couple decades ago between its Christians and its Muslims. So there was a religious conflict brewing. And, you know, it was massive. I mean, people were killing each other. This is why many people were escaping Ethiopia. I don't want to tell you who was trying to cut off the heads of the others. Okay, I'll let you figure that out for yourselves. But people were having to escape. Anyway, they separated the country, said, Muslims, you take Eritrea. Ethiopians, I think, said, we'll keep Ethiopia. And that'll be that. Anyway, the Norwegian Nobel Institute did not give the award to the Swede, but instead gave this prestigious, and I use my finger quotes, award to Abiy, Ethiopia's leader, because he did, they said, they praised his important reforms. Important reforms. Because he is, and to his credit, I'm going to be honest with you, he has really tried very hard to make sure that Ethiopians and Eritreans don't fight each other and stay out of religious conflicts. And I'm going to tell you, it's a losing battle because, you know, we are dealing with Muslims here. And as I said, one of my friends came from Ethiopia. It was a funny story because I asked him one time, I said, man, how many countries did you go get through, African countries have you been to? And he says, thought about it, and he goes, three, including his home country of Ethiopia. And I said, really? I go, where were you? And he goes, in escaping Ethiopia, he went through Sudan and one other country. I don't remember who. But he went through two other countries. Maybe it was Sudan and Kenya or whatever. But he went through two countries in order to get freedom into the United States. Now, why did he do that? Because he was headed home. I think I may have told you guys this story. He was headed home. And his friend stopped him and said, hey, you cannot go back home. The head of your best friend is rolling in the streets near your home. He turned around and escaped. And he said, Kevin, he goes, it took 30 days before I found a lake that I could take a bath in. He goes, I was stinky. Anyway, they're giving this guy an award and they said, because he's trying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is revoking former President Trump's attempt to ban TikTok. Instead, he's setting new criteria to assess the risk of the apps connected to foreign adversaries. Under the new order, transactions on apps owned and managed by those supporting foreign adversaries or those that collect personal data will be labeled as a heightened risk. Biden also making his way across the pond on his first overseas trip as president. During the trip, Biden will take part in both the G7 and NATO summits, along with the U.S. and EU summit. As far as what he hopes to get out of the trip?
Strengthening the alliance. Make it clear to Putin and to China that Europe and the United States are tight. And the G7 is going to move.
The president's first order of business will be delivering remarks to U.S. troops. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate is sending a bill to the House aimed at pushing back against China's influence.
The Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster the research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. The measure now moves over to the House. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Chick-fil-A says it's raising menu prices to cover the cost of higher wages for employees. Chief Financial Officer John Hartung saying the restaurant chain is raising prices about 4% to cover the dollar cost of extra labor. Chipotle saying last month they're looking to hire 20,000 people ahead of the summer. To attract employees, it was raising its average pay to $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We live in a strange new world, folks, in a strange time. And I can't let us off the hook as conservatives over this next topic because we've been complicit in some ways. And partly it's because it is changing times. The methods of communication are so many. The interpersonal ability to communicate is just not, it's really not even needed as much anymore. So you could Skype. There's all kinds of video stuff you can do now. I mean, I'm thinking about what was represented like the future that I thought I was going to die before I would ever see anything close to this. And it was, one of them was the Dick Tracy watch. Do you guys remember that? Now, you know, something happens. I'm in a meeting. I don't check my phone. You know what I check? I check my Dick Tracy watch. It gives me my emails. It gives me my text messages. I can put a note in there, speak into it and have a note. I can speak into it and it'll send the message back to you. My Dick Tracy watch. Never thought that I would have a watch that I would respond to on my phone. I never thought in my lifetime I would speak through a communication system and be able to look at you. Remember when you saw that type of communication, you thought, that's so far-fetched, like the Jetsons. Remember, I think the Jetsons, you could talk through that thing and it would show the picture. And we were like, man, that's so futuristic. Now it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. That's where we are. And we feel like we're communicating with people when we respond back by Twitter. Funny story. I mean, I went to hit some golf balls the other day, play 9 holes, and I play 2, and I catch up with a twosome in front of me, and it's a husband and wife, and they said, go ahead and hit. You know, I'm up on the tee, and they're down the fairway. They said, no, come on, play through. So I hit, get out there by them, and they said, do you want to play through? I said, nah, it's a log jam up ahead of me anyway, so might as well play together. So they said, okay, but it was a quick little introduction. They went to their ball. I hit my ball. We end up on the green, and I go over to introduce myself. And I said, hey, my name is, and I said, Kevin. And the guy goes, Kevin Jackson. And I go, yeah. He goes, oh, my gosh. He goes, I'm such a fan. I follow you on Twitter. I feel like we know each other and all this. And he knew me. Of course, I don't know him. But he knew me from my TV appearances, which I hadn't been on Fox in ages. But he still remembered me. He goes, no, man, we love your work. He goes, I follow you. and his wife. They want to take pictures, which I find funny. And then he tells me, he says, I saw you on a plane, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I was going to go up to you and say something, but he goes, I didn't want to be that guy. I said, it would have been fine. Anyway, people think that that's a friendship. They know you. He was like, I know you, man. We're buddies, right? And, you know, I gave him my number so we could golf again together and stuff like that. But we're in a time where people know you and don't really know you. You know, they think they know you. In this particular case, the guy does know me. My personality is the same one way or the other. I told him, I said, man, no offense, but I'm not a star, and I don't. If you want to come and talk to somebody, go up and talk to them. It's not that big of a deal. They probably would be flattered by it. But all that to say this. I saw this story, and it says 22% of millennials aged 23 to 38 surveyed by YouGov say that they have no friends. 22% have no friends, while a third say they have at least 10 friends. Even if younger Americans are overstating their isolation, the jarring numbers reflect long-term rising trends in loneliness. Studies have indicated that loneliness has myriad negative mental and physical health effects. Now, when you start thinking about these shooters, and you start thinking about all the things that we just talked about, I mean, I want you to understand, this is part of it. The lack of human interaction, the lack of, and by the way, the millennials, when they have their interaction, they can't speak their minds, they can't say what they want to say, because they feel stifled. Have you ever felt like that? You want to know the most frustrating thing in the world is when one of them, for me, is when you're younger and somebody says something along the lines of, you know, like, you're going to talk and they go, hey, and you're like, oh, I got to shut up. Isn't that's just such a dehumanizing feeling. If someone says, Kevin, could you just give us a minute, you know, something like that, that's one thing. When they go, you're like, what? And there's something inside of you that goes, screw you. You're not going to tell me to shut up. In other words, there's a rebellion. I want you to understand that rebellion is happening with many of these kids. They can't speak their minds. They're being told, you're politically incorrect if you say this or that. We all have to just be good and get along. They want one emotion, no emotion. That's the one emotion. These people are powder kegs. They said this, strong social relationships support mental health, and that ties into better immune function, reduced stress, less cardiovascular activation. Deborah Umberson, a professor of sociology at the University of Texas, that was what she said in 2015. Get this, 25% of millennials surveyed said they don't have any acquaintances. Folks, forget friends. 22% of them don't have any friends. 25% of them don't have any acquaintances. Now, I don't know whether it's the same control group, the 22% that don't have any friends don't have any acquaintances, or if it's a whole other thing. But either way, a quarter of them don't have acquaintances. 22%, you could almost say another quarter of them don't have any friends. 25% of them don't have any acquaintances. That's just disturbing. Is social media to blame? As the Daily News points out, 2018 study out of the University of Pennsylvania linked usage of apps like Facebook and Instagram to social isolation. Using less social media than you normally would leads to significant decreases in both depression and loneliness. We have a society where, I mean, I'm not blaming leftists for creating Facebook and Twitter and so on. Congratulations to them. I think these are wonderful tools. But these tools must be used in perspective. And what we're learning about them is not only are they causing loneliness and depression, and in my belief, creating these serial killers and these crazy people that are so detached they don't understand human interaction, it also turns out they're biased. Extremely biased. I mean, talk about your double whammy of leftism. Man, that's a lot of folks, people that are having problems in this country that we don't seem to be addressing. Meanwhile, according to Vox, I'm reading this, many 30-somethings have a hard time making new friends as they get older, as their lives become busier and friends move away. So of those people, one-third of the people that have friends, 10 or more friends, they don't know how to make additional ones. You know where those friends come from? And for the record, most people, your strongest friendships come early on in life, where you're bonding and imprinting on one another. Some of my best friends in life remain my buddies from when I grew up in Brady, Texas. Right? Some of my best friends in life are my buddies from when I went to military school in Harlingen. I have great friends that I've made since, but those strongest bonds are really, honestly, with those earlier friendships. Now, I'm not, I mean, my older friends, the ones that I met later in life are going to be, come on, Kev, man, because I love them, man. I mean, they're like brothers to me. But I'm saying the majority of my friendships are still from those formative years. But here's the other side of it. Because I didn't have all that social media, and many of you listening to the program didn't, you're easier to interact with people and make friends. It's funny, with my youngest son, one of my things I really pride with him is, look, go out and introduce yourself. Go meet those kids. I remember when he would go to a new school, he'd be kind of, you know, whatever. I took him to a new school. When he left the French immersion school, I took him to another school, and his mom said he just doesn't interact. And I said, I'll go with him. So I went, and I went up and just started talking to the kids. Hey, kid, come here, little dude. And I started talking to him. I said, have you met my son? No, I said, introduce yourself. And then Carter would introduce himself. And I, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'd talk to him, and I'd go meet some others. And then they all come up and run around, all these little kids. And I've told this story because all these young black kids were running around me, little boys and girls, like I was bringing ice cream. And then it dawned on me, most of these kids don't have a father figure. They were happy to see a black man come and interact with them. It was an amazing feeling, honestly. One that I'll never forget. I mean, to this day, I still think fondly about that. But my son adjusted well. And now he can go anywhere. He goes places. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go up to such and such. And he'll come back. Yeah, I got a buddy. Yeah, we played. We did such and such. I got his number. You know, we're going to go do something else tomorrow or whatever. Okay. He made the adjustment. These kids can't do it. These guys can't handle it. Loneliness. They said a paper, it was in 2016, researchers in Germany found a peak of loneliness in a sample of 16,000 Germans around age 30 and another around age 50, and then increasingly again at age 80.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity, TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Something wrong here. Gonna break down. You think you are impressed, black man, when you have the SAT scores of a third grader and get into Harvard? Shut up. Tired of your constant bitching, Brostein? All you know how to do is upsize my fries. Push the picture of the big box on the cash register and you say you want $15 an hour? How are you going to read your paycheck? Get a crew. Something wrong. Out.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There is something wrong here because this story, this is crazy. This was in Campus Reform. Jennifer Cabani. She's been on the show. We're going to have her back. But University of Connecticut police arrested two men who were allegedly seen in a viral video reciting a racial slur. For all I know, these guys were just singing rap lyrics. Again, welcome. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The incident occurred on October 11th in a parking lot of an off-campus apartment complex. In a video, there are three men walking through the lot. An individual took the video from the window of an apartment building, according to local media reports. Now, you got to see this video. So, because I will tell you, this looks like a setup. Three guys are walking through the lot. There's a car. I can't even tell who's where the car, which one is supposedly making these racial comments. But three guys are walking through the lot. You can't tell what color they are. I'm guessing they're black. I don't know. Since University of Connecticut, you know, a whole lot of black folks. Maybe it is in Hartford. Anyway, walking through the lot, somebody's yelling something racist. You can hear them go beep, 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 beep. You know, like three or four beeps. And somebody just happens to be filming it out of their dorm window, their apartment window. You feel? That sounds like a setup. They said, and then here's what the college said. There's no First Amendment exception for speech that insults based on race or religion. Negro, please. Muhammad, please. What are you talking about? The First Amendment says you can say what you want. You may not. People, look, I've heard stuff I don't like. Have you? Let me ask you. Look, people listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, the audience. Okay, let me check. Let's check Rwanda, because we got a lot of listeners in Africa in Rwanda. Do you care if anyone says to you? No, seriously, do you care? I mean, somebody says something that you disagree with, or you find personally offensive. What do you do? Oh, man, they shouldn't be able to say that. Look, you can talk about the N-word all you want. I've had women call me gay, but they use the F word because they were mad. They were trying to get me intentionally, you know, like very upset. And I'm like, whatever, whatever. One lady called me Clarence Thomas. Look, people are going to call you stuff. People are going to say things that you disagree with that you don't like. I have a friend. He made a comment about black people. In serious business. He made this comment. He said blacks don't have the educational capacity because of evolution, the length of time that we have spent being coddled. And I think he's right to a degree. As long as he doesn't think that it's part of our DNA. See, there are people out there that think that black people are inherently stupid because of our DNA. And I think those people are idiots. If I united Africa and got all the best minds of Africa together and put a system together of education like we're putting together at SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, Africa would have the smartest people on the planet. The Jewish people, one of my friends wrote to me some story about Jews, and I said, this story's even better than that. I said, do you realize that Jewish people are something like 20% of the Nobel laureates, and they're only 0.2% of the population? And he was, you know, whatever, 2% of the population, 20% of the Nobel laureates. So, you know, and then I gave him some other stats on Jewish people. How many patents do Jews have in comparison to China? China has a bunch of worthless patents. The Jews have patents on technology, innovation, medical, things like that. Amazing people. But I guarantee you, there are things that people will say that'll make you go, seriously, you just said that about Jewish people? But I don't go, oh my gosh, you've offended my sensibilities. I just go, oh, I wouldn't say that. Or I'll correct them. I'll go, well, you might be right on this part, but you're not right on that part. That's what I did with my friend. He's talking about black folks. I said, as long as you don't believe that black people are inherently stupid, I have no problem with what you said. But you're right. We do stupid things. We are leading ourselves into stupidity, and nobody can argue with you about that. somebody's going to listen to all these shows at some point in the future. My sons are going to make a fortune. And they're going to say, that dude was so far ahead of his time in the way he thinks and how he helped the audience to come to certain things. But anyway, back to this incident. The video prompted the UConn NAACP chapter to pen a letter to the editor of the campus newspaper, calling officials to, quote, fully investigate this incident and apply the proper justice. Now, I want to go back to what I told you earlier. Three guys walking in a parking lot, not even on campus. Car sitting in the parking lot, says something to these three people, apparently students. Person filming the event from an apartment. And we got to have a full-blown investigation. It's kind of like what happened at the University of Missouri. So the guy was a student, was walking on the edge of campus. Somebody in a red pickup truck drove by and yelled the N-word. And two people, two of the two highest-ranking people at the university, got fired. Now, I don't know what in the world they had to do with this story, with the, what happened. Oh, yeah, I do. They had nothing to do with it, but they get fired. So now, the UConn's going to go look at this. The Daily Campus is calling on officials to investigate this and apply, and I love this part, proper justice. So they said the two of the three men allegedly seen in the video were arrested under a Connecticut state statute that makes it a crime to, quote, get this, ridicule other persons, ridicule certain persons. And here are the people that can't be ridiculed. Any person who, by his advertisement, ridicules or holds up to contempt any person or class of persons on account of creed, religion, color, denomination, nationality, or race of such person or class of person shall be guilty of a Class D misdemeanor in ridicule. I'm not kidding. You would think I'm making this up. I'm not making this up. You can be arrested for ridicule. Now that's Connecticut State. It has nothing to do with the college, even though UConn is taking this seriously. So they've involved the authorities, and they're investigating it, kind of like Chicago PD investigated Jussie Smollett. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, no matter who they find, no matter how this went down, this is a hoax. They may all be in it together. I don't know. It's a hoax. It's one of these hoaxes to make people believe that people in Connecticut give a crap about black people, Latino people, women, whatever, and they got to just sit in their car and ridicule them. Now, I'm not telling you it's an impossibility. I've been places where somebody would call you the N-word. My son was telling me the other day, some kid, I forget what he said, but it was offensive. And I just told my son, all you got to do is say, well, that's what I did to your mama, and walk away. That's all you got to do. No matter what offensive they say, just say something involving their mother and walk away. I know you guys are going, that's a terrible way to parent. But what I want my son to understand is let people know they're not going to get you goat, and then go right for the jugular. Go for their mom. Go for their mom. And I know some of you will disagree, but I'm going, no. If somebody wants to be that crass to say something to you about your ethnicity or whatever, don't call the authorities. Talk about their mama. Well, that's why I taught you how to fight. They're not going to do anything. These kids are scared. And here's what gets me. This kid is bothering my son that says, how do you even get to this point? So what I'm getting at, folks, is I know these people exist. But you ignore them. And here's what I'm teaching my son. And the reason why I'm not, if I said, ooh, well, that's terrible. You need to go tell your teacher. Okay, don't handle your own scandal. Go tell the authorities. Go get a whole posse of people investigating, right? Or you handle yourself. And you grow up. I mean, at 12, 13 years old, once you learn that you can handle your own stuff, by the time you're 15 or 16, guess what you're doing? You're handling your own business. You're becoming a man. You're saying enough is enough. You know, it's amazing that this has got any kind of coverage.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.